This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Dan, I said at the beginning of the show, I feel like the mood around Paul Skeens' second All-Star game start is different. Last year, there was a lot of hope because the Pirates were in the wild card mix, only a game and a half out. There was also the hope and optimism that they would build around him in the offseason. That didn't happen. Now they're in last place, and they've lost 8 of 9. Your thoughts on how it feels to see Paul Skeens back in the All-Star game?
Well, what it's going to do, I think it's going to put on the national stage what we've been talking about and lamenting here for, you know, the better part of 6 months, 9 months. It's, I think, going to put a lot of pressure on the organization, because when the nation is watching and they see the National League All-Star take the mound and Paul Skeens, and then they throw his numbers up, you know, there's a lot of folks in Pittsburgh, obviously, that are very much dialed into the plight of the Pirates. But I think this is going to put the buckos on the radar. They're going to say, wait a second, this guy is 4-8? And that's, unfortunately, it's going to be an omelet on the face. And that's the dark cloud that sort of hangs over this. While you want it to be celebratory, while you want it to be history-making, which it is, when they show that record, when they flash it up there, like, no one else has ever prepared to start an All-Star game with that kind of line, and that is a very unfortunate thing, and ergo becomes the story, doesn't it?
Dan, why would there be a belief that this would shine a light that shining a light on the Pirates in this way would compel them to act any differently than they have so far in Skeens' tenure? Because when he very early on proved to be very good after 1 year, there was the thought that his excellence and their overall mediocrity would have the same impact that you're talking about. It didn't. They had one of the most underwhelming off seasons anyone can remember. Why would this compel the owner, the GM, both, anybody in that franchise to operate any differently once they are, in a weird way, almost humiliated on the national stage for having this impotent of an offense?
Well, I'm not saying that it is or will be. I'm just saying that that's, you know, kind of a shame here. And I don't know, but let's just, for the sake of conversation here, I mean, typically most change is elicited by accountability and by a pain point. And I guess it depends on how much pain you can tolerate. And if this is a really big pain point, then maybe it does send a message. But I don't know if it's anything that they're not already aware of, they're not already trying to fix internally. Obviously, they haven't succeeded in any way, shape, or form to that end. But I just think it's a shame, because going based on what Andrew asked, you know, it's not, you're not going into this history-making start for Skeens with a whole lot of hop in your step. It's more so like, wait a second, what? This guy's 4-8. How can that be? I'm just saying that there's going to be 49 other states and many other fan bases there that are going to be awoken to what's gone on here in Pittsburgh, and maybe the notoriety is a good thing from that standpoint.
Dan, what did you make of the Noah Hyles mailbag answer last week in regards to 2026 being the final full season of Paul Skeens? And then he later explained to me that night that Paul Skeens' biggest contribution to the organization will simply be the trade return he gets back.
I mean, if we're dealing in cold, hard, brutal reality, that very well could be how the end of the story, Donnie, is completed. And that is the definition of a tragedy in every sense of the word. I've been saying for a long time, I don't believe that there's going to be baseball in 2027. I believe that when this bitter, ugly negotiation, which I think you're going to have both sides dying on their respective hills, one concession that's going to come out of it from the owners, which I think they'll give that away as if it's just a footnote, is a full year of service time. So whatever happens in this collective bargaining agreement, I believe 2027, with no baseball being played, the clock will continue to tick, not only on Paul Skeens, but any other player. That's why, you know, the Jared Jones injury and the waiting for the surgical procedure is such a bummer, because while they did this brace, and I'm pivoting here from Skeens to Jones, but I think the point remains the same, is, you know, and Andy Rodriguez and anybody else who is on the clock, so to speak, this window of all of that service time, you're looking at next year potentially being the last year. So they have to get their act together. That's why I think the rhetoric from the general manager's radio shows and his media scrums has been what it is. They have to be open-minded. That's why I think maybe not even just this particular trade deadline, but the offseason going in, I think that there's going to be an open for business sign hanging on Ben Cherington's chest, just trying to throw whatever he can up against the wall, and hopefully not with reckless abandon here, to be able to really shake this up, infuse some offense, because, again, you get them to four runs more often than not, you know, the outlook of this organization is much, much different. It's just amazing how historically bad this offense has been. So, yeah, the clock is ticking. The Skeens story, the saga is unfortunately shaping up to be, as we sit here today, a tragic one. And it's up to basically one guy and to be able to figure out how to infuse offense into this organization. So we might be looking at the most impactful trade deadline and subsequent offseason of our lifetimes as Pirate fans, Donnie.
There you go. Dan Zangrilli, you'll hear him Friday night as the Pirates get ready to start the second half against the White Sox in Pittsburgh. Thank you, Dan.
All right, you got it, guys.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.